is cover the outline for today. I'm going to write less on the board because there's less room on the board. So we need more of the outline. Do you want to make any minds swimming around?
They're going to come up.
All right, yeah, you don't have to come down.
No, 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 you don't have to. Just wanted to be closer to the cover. That's all. Okay. We're started. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today is an important day. Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh, also important in terms of Davar Charif, wrapping up Be'ezer Hashem, the sugya of Davar Charif. And first of all, I just want to, it's actually going to come up, it's going to be a recurring theme. We spoke about one of the last things we spoke about was the cutting board. And I quote a Chachmas Adam. So Yosef pointed out that the Chachmas Adam I quoted, which has most of the halachos of Davar Charif, is not explicit where he's machmir on a Davar Charif that was cut onto a cutting board, but it appears in Klal Nun Vav, Sifkatan Beis, where the Chachmas Adam says, V'nir li dim chatav alav herring v'ugar kus chamutzim afilu di eved asur deduchka de sakina v'churfa de maliach machlitz menakli. So there he's talking about a sakin shel isur, and he says that not only does dukkah, the sakina, apply in terms of, let's say you have a davar charif that it has something that's usur inside, so then it will affect the sakin. And not only do you have, if you have a sakin, does it affect the onion itself, but if you have isur in the davar charif or a sakin that's usur, so then in such a case, the dukkah, the sakina, will also affect the cutting board as well. That's just a reference from before. I'd rather start, Jacob. We're going to come back to this in Mir Tishan. When we come back to it, we'll discuss. I want to start, Be'ezer Hashem, today. Actually, Jacob, it was the Ramah that you made reference to. Is the Ramah in Sadi Hei Beis. And a lot of what we're going to discuss and a lot of the Halach L'maisa issues, even though we've done almost all issues in Sadi Vav, that are relevant to Davar Charif, there's actually a very important Ramah in Sadi Hei Beis, which is going to be critical in terms of expanding the Isra of Davar Charif. So the Ramah there was discussing instances where you have Tam that does or does not go in from an Eina Ben Yoma, and the Ramah then concludes, the Kolzeh, Kolzeh kishahamachal eino davar charif. Aval emhoye davar charif, kigon, shebishlu dvarim charifim, dikli shel basar. If you cook dvarim charifim in a utensil of meat, afilu eino ben yomo, even if it's not, the utensil is not a ben yomo, o shedachu tavlin demoduch shel basar, or you crushed it with a pestle that is meat, im achlu, now here there's a mistake in our Shulchan Aruch. In almost all of our Shulchan Aruch, there's an error. Instead of im achlu, it should be im nasnuhu b'chalav. Im nasnuhu b'chalav oseh. That's how they fix it in my edition. Anybody have it fixed in their edition? It doesn't say achlu. Im bishlo. So bishlo is not perfect. Im nasnuhu b'chalav would be the best way to read it. If it was put into chalav, oser afilu b'di'eved ad ikashishim. Why am I making such a big deal about this Ramah? Well, first of all, we pride ourselves not skipping any lines in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, and Jacob remembered that we skipped this line in the Ramah. But the reason why this is also so important, and we waited until now, is because the Ramah over here is the first place that you see in Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah expands the halacha of Davar Charif, not only to Duchka de Sakina. If you go through Tzadi Vav, the only time you'll have Duchka de Sakina, maybe you have the Chachmas Adam Schumra, but the only time that you have Duchka de Sakina is when you have cutting. Maybe it'll apply to a cutting board as well. But what about cooking with a Davar Charif? So over here, the Ramah quotes, and it does appear in the Agol Shari Dura, in the name of the Rash, and as well, I believe, in the Aruch, I looked it up in the Agol Shari Dura, it's exactly as the Ramah or almost exactly, not exactly, exactly, but almost exactly as the Rama quotes it. And the Rama says that you have to now be choshesh, even though it's not ben yomo, when you're cooking with dover charif. Why? It's going to pull out, just like the dover charif pulls out the tam iser out of a sakin, so too the dover charif is going to do it out of a pot as well. The exception being, of course, if you have shishim, so then in such a case, the Rama says that one could be makel. Now, this Rama is actually a kasha on the das, the base mayor that we had mentioned earlier. We had a very big heter from the base mayor that we had made reference to, that the base mayor says that you could be makel on an eno ben yomo if we're not talking about anything that except for a chiltis. Because the base mayor says at the end of the day we've got a few sveikos on top of each other, and who says that it's not bar not? The base mayor had said that was what we had discussed in the previous year, and so therefore there are many who ask from the base mayor from this Rama onto the base mayor. We saw that halacha lemaisa, the base mayor said if you have something that's an eino ben yomo and bidyeved it was cooked, so or even that matter dukka the sakina, in such a case you could be makel. So this Rama seems to be against it. It's a very, very strong kasha. The Marsham, if you take a look at our outline, the Shas Uchuvas Marsham asks this against the base mayor. The best way to answer it is the fantastic sefer that I mentioned to you previously, the sefer Dover Charif. Absolutely, he discusses everything that's under the sun in all the sugyas of Dover Charif and Hamistaev. He has a beautiful answer. I think the best answer for the base mayor, and he's miyashiv, and he says that if you look at the base mayor, which we had in our previous booklet, which I wrote out by hand in our previous booklet, so the base mayor talks about another tzad lahatir. Base mayor says that when you're talking about a sakin, rov tashmisho is betzonim and not becham. So he says the Rama clearly, of course, was not talking about something as rov tashmisho betzonim. He was talking about a ktera. So that would be a beautiful yishuv of the base mayor, which will come out lahalacha, that we would rely bidyeved on the base mayor. In the case of eino ben yomo, in cases of bidyeved, eino ben yomo, and anything that is not a chiltus, or maybe not a tznon, yesh lodin, whether we could be makel even by tznon as well, but certainly those areas that we saw from the Chachma Sadim that are quasi davar charif, in such a case, we would be makel, but we would only be makel with the kli that the rov tashmisho is betzonen. Because this Rama clearly shows us that this does not apply when it comes to bishul, because the Rama said that if it was put b'chalav, oser apilu b'dievet, it's going to be oser even b'dievet. So we'll only be makel with that base mayor with the above provision. Yeah.
That answers why it's not a kasha in the bismayer in halacha, mm-hmm. But it's still a kasha in the bismayer that the bismayer says, well, who says not barnat? Because the Mefurash Rama says not barnat. Mefurash Rama says not barnat.
Right, I think what the bismayer means, we have to go back to his lashon that we had in last week's booklet, but I think what the bismayer means is that even though there are going to be those who are going to be choshesh for not barnat, at the end of the day, the Rama himself, who is choshesh, would agree where it's not rov tashmisho, then in such a case. And there's a tziruf akulus, even though the Rama ultimately paskin v'chumra, but I have that side against the Rama, plus rov tashmisho.
Is there anyone who says it first? Not
yeah, sure. Many of the Rishonim that we saw by Davar Charif are makel. Now, here is a question that was very, very much on my mind. Many times when, before I was ochet to learn with you, the Iyun, knowing the basic Shulchan Aruch, I always wondered, you know, how far does one have to really be machmir in terms of bishul for Davar Charif? At the end of the day, you do have this Rama, but it was always on my mind, what is the Shita of the Mechaber, what is the Shita of Rav Rishonim? Because this is a Chumrah that's found in a few obscure Sfarim in Ashkenaz, which the Rama quotes, maybe we could use that as a sniff lahakel, even for Ashkenazim in times of Shas Hadchak, etc., etc. How serious is the shita that says that not only is applied dukha de sakina, it also applies to bishul? So in regards to that question, there is an important shach and taz that we made reference to I told you that the Shach was in Lamdus was important, and we were out of time last time. So I'm not going to do the Shach in Lamdus, but I am going to do the Taz that is shorter in Simin Sadi Vav Sif Gimel. There is an interesting two words in the Mechaber over there that raises the ire of both the Taz and the Shach. And the question that's raised in the halacha that we've already done, by Tavlin Shenaducha B'meducha Shel Basar, so there the Mechaber says expressly, Ben Yomo. He says that the problem is only when it's a Ben Yomo. The question is, why did the Mechaber say Ben Yomo? There are two ways that one could ask on the Mechaber. One is that the Mechaber in Sif Aleph was Machmer and Yesh Omrim also for an Eina Ben Yomo. That's one way to ask it. And I have that referenced in the Beis Yehuda, where the Beis Yehuda deals with that kasha. But the Taz asks a different kasha. The Taz asks a stira in the Mechaber himself. And maybe we should look up that Mechaber. Let's see the Taz inside first. Tamuahu, the besimin kuf gimel sivav, pasak ha-shulchan arach gufei, afilu eina ben yomo. So he doesn't ask as a stira from Sif Aleph, which the Beis Yehuda, the Yad Yehuda has a beautiful teretz for, but he asks a stira from Kuf Gimel Sif Vav. What's in Kuf Gimel Sif Vav? So let's open up what we're going to be doing in Mirza Hashem in a month or so. So a little bit longer. So the Mechaber there says, Yesh Misha Omer, She'im Samu Palpalin, Bikdera Shel Isur, She'ene Bas Yomo, Hakol Asur, V'churfei, Mashvelei L'Shevach. There are some who say that if you put in a davar charif in a kiderish shel iser, and what's the Taz's kasha that it says ena basioma. Here he says that it's not a basioma. Then everything is aser. The churfa mashvilei l'shevach. So this is svara. The churfa mashvilei l'shevach is the svara that we saw that the Ramah paskins like. However, the question is that here the mechaber just quotes it as yesh mishomer. He doesn't have a stam. That's prior. And yet, when it comes to halacha, precisely, the Taz is asking, when it comes to halacha of Tavlin Shenaducha B'meducha, there he said expressly that it's only when it's a Ben Yomo. Why does he not mention this Yesh Misha Omer who says that even when it's an Eina Bas Yomo? Anybody want to need to repeat that kasha? You hear the kasha? It's an important kasha. Should I say it again? The question is that by Tavlin, the Mechaber says the Feirish, that's only going to be a problem, the Charifus, when it's a Ben Yomo. Yet in Kuf Gimel Sif Vav, here he says that we're Choshesh even when it's a not a Bas Yomo. That's the Kasha that the Taz asks. So there are two ways to go in the Achronim. The Achronim go in two different directions, and there are profound Nafkaminas between those two directions. One direction, both on our page, going back to Simin Sadivav, one direction is the direction of the Prima Gadim. And I would say the Prima Gadim's Mahalath is a more standard Mahalath. For those who appreciated the Lomdos and the Shach and Sivkat and Yutes, basically the Prima Gadim is going in the same direction that the Shach and Yutes goes as well. The Prima Gadim in Sivkat and Yud, and this was a mistake on the Maran Hakam. It's the Mishbet Zalzav Sif Katan Yud. I apologize for the error. The Mishbet Zalzav over there says, gives the following teretz. And I'll read it inside shortly. And first I'll say it outside. It could very well be that when we're talking about Isur, we're going to be more machmir. In Simin Kuv Gimel, we're talking about an instance where the Keder is a Keder of Isur. So when you have a Keder of Isur, then you don't have the Heter of Nat Bar Nat. We saw that when it comes to a Davar Charif, there are some who hold that Davar Charif, you don't have the Heter of Nat Bar Nat. But the Mechaber seems to hold that once it's an Eina Ben Yomo, you can rely on the Heter of Nat Bar Nat. That's the Shita of the Mechaber. And the fact that it's a Davar Charif is not going to be a problem when it's an Eina Ben Yomo. However, when it comes to Isur, so then you don't have Nat Bar Nat the Teretz, Nat Bar Nat the Isura. Zok de Heli Gefrina Gadim, that's the Teretz. The Teretz is that when it comes to Isur, the Mechaber is going to be Machmir on an Eina Ben Yoma. When it comes to Heter, so then the Mechaber is going to be Mekel on Eina Ben Yom. Let's see it inside the Prima Gadim. Sifchat and Yud. Yeshlam v'tarti l'tivusei, nat bar nat v'eina ben yomo, hikil. Ma she'en kei b'kli isir, u'mishum ma'achi b'sif alef kan, sasam deya alef. And the Yad Yehuda explains why the Mechaber didn't mention that in Sif Aleph he did quote Yesh Misha Omer. That's that Ayin Shem on this Sif. But at the end of the day, the answer, the Teretz is, that when it comes to Isser, then we're going to be Machmir, and that's something to keep in mind. That even though the Mechaber is making on Eina Ben Yomo, it's Mefurish and Kuf Gimel, that when it's an Eina Ben Yomo of Isser by Dava Harif, then in such a case, he is going to be Machmir. We haven't reached to why this is connected to the Ramon Sadihei Beis. As of now, these are two different Roman numerals. Eventually, they're going to connect. So this is one teretz within the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Jacob.
Why can't you say the same thing about the cutting board?
Let's get back to the cutting board later, because the cutting board is really a chumrah. The cutting board.
It's also by Yisrael, though. So.
Yeah. Correct. You could say that we'll only be machmir there by Isser. That's a nice ha'ara. I'm a kabbal that is something to think about. Okay, good. So that's in regards to the first teretz. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger gives another teretz. A teretz I'm surprised about, but Rabbi Kiva Eiger said it once. You know, I could be surprised, but at the end of the day, if Rabbi Kiva Eiger says it, so then it's not very important what I think. So Rabbi comes along Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you'll see in a moment what I mean when I say what I think. Rabbi Kiva Eiger in Sifkat and Tefs gives a different teretz. In the last line, you'll see, he says, Ulekamon de Mairi Bebishol Dafka Bala, de Vadai Bala, Mishum Hachi Asur. Zakta Eiger, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, no. Here it's different because in Kuf Gimel we're talking about Bishul. When it's Bishul, so then it's more powerful. And then when you have a Davar Harif with an Eina Ben Yomo in the process of Bishul, then it'll pull out the Tam, whether it's Isser or whether it's Heter. However, when it comes to Tavlin Shenducha B'Meducha, that's not as stark. At the end of the day, Tavlin Shenducha was something that the Sefer HaTrumah had introduced. It's not a Gemara. So there, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, by Bishul, we are going to be more Machmir. Oh, if that's so, then what emerges from Rabbi Kiva Eiger is that, and the Svarim HaKadoshim point this out, Oz V'Hadar does an excellent job on this Masa Umatan, if you want to take a look, Sefer Davar Harif as well, brings this point out. That is, at the end of the day, what comes out according to Rabbi Kiva Eiger is that the Mechaber is also Machmir for Bishul. So this was what always was on my mind, that every time that people spoke to me about a Shaila, about Davar Harif and Bishul, I was Mesupak, whether there's room to be Mekel, that Bishul is not found in the Gemara itself. And so what do you have? You have a Gosh Haridur, you have an Isser Heter, a Minigan Ashkenaz. So what will it be for A, for Sfaradim, and B, as a Smith to be Mekel? So that really depends on how you deal with the Sfira in Kuv Gimel Vav versus Tzadi Vav Gimel. Do we say that, like the Prima Gadim says there it's Isser, the Prima Gadim is not Machmer according to the Mechaber for Bishul? Or Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, no! If you're going to be Machmer on Tavlin Shenaducha B'Neducha, then for sure you're going to be Machmer for Bishul. If that's so then you don't have, then we see that Bishul has the power of Davar Harif that is extremely, extremely strong. Lanias daiti, the Pashtus is like the Prima Gadim. I think Rabbi Kiva Eiger is saying quite a chidush, because from what we know in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, is Duchka de Sakina, the Rishonim expanding to Tavlin Shenaducha, to say that Bishul is now even stronger than Duchka de Sakina, and there's no reference in the Gemara and the Rishonim except this Yesh Misha Omer, that which is a case of Isur, that in Kulvav, it's a little bit of a chidush, but I think the Minig HaMorim is to assume that the Bishul has the same status, both for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Clearly for Ashkenazim, one has to be Machmir. As a Snif La'akel, it's really totally in Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Prima Gadim whether you can use the Smith Mahatma. Yes?
Just to clarify, the Prima Gadim says the Isra is different because there's no Naparnat. Right? That's the point. It's not that Isra is more Chomer, it's that there's no Naparnat.
Correct. Correct.
So
correct. That's Nachon. Yes?
Why do you say there's no Rishon? Isn't that the Tosos that says that Rishon has to be more than Duchavet or Saksina?
You mean when Tosis compares Dukha to Sakina, that Tosis said that Bishul
can't be more cow than Dukha.
Yeah, but you don't see Tosis even being Machmir Sefer Eina Ben Yoma, etc., etc. In other words, what comes out from that Tosis has that Svara, but he doesn't come out La'alacha that way.
Okay.
But you're right. Tosis has a Svara, but Tosis doesn't use it La'alacha. Hafuch. Tosis then says that we're more likely to be mekel on duchka the sakina. In other words, I think Tosis is going in the opposite direction over there.
He's saying we're mekel on duchka.
Right, 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 right. So what do you see? You see that there's no one who's machmir on duchka the sakina, and yet at the same time says that by bishul you're going to be machmir as well, because Tosis is going in the direction of Kula. But you're correct that in the world of Svara, Tosis mentioned that. That's true. But in terms of Allah, I don't see anybody saying that. The point is a good point, nevertheless. Okay. Oh, so the Adkans, what we learned from Tzadi Hebez. That's Roman numeral 1 joined together. So we learned two things from that Ramon. Number one is that we have to qualify the heter that we have from the Beis Meir. That's number one, as we have in the outline. Number two, the other thing that we learn is that we see that there's a dion on what the sheet of the Mechaber is. How close is the Mechaber to the Ramon? Okay. Now we have, listen to our outline, five, the first couple are major issues, issues in regards to Dover Harif, that didn't come up in the basic Nosei Kelim. Here's the biggest one, and this has a lot of nafkaminas lahalacha. The Magen Avram in Simin Tof Nun Aleph in Hilchos Pesach, Sifkatan Lamed Aleph, which is quoted in your edition in the Shulchan Aruch by the Evin Ozer, and we're going to do a little bit of the Evin Ozer inside. For many of you, it's on the bottom where you have Ozer on the Farshim, you have the Evin Ozer. Some of you have it on the page. I have it in the back in the Yalkut Mefarshim. So issue number one, that's a massive issue, is this Chumrah of the Magen Avram. And we'll see, we could have done it inside the Magen Avram, just as well to stay rooted in our Yaradeya, to do it inside the Evin Ozer. So the Evin Ozer doesn't comment that much. Whenever the Evin Ozer speaks, boom. He has very, very important yisodos. He doesn't talk too often, but when he does, very important. Kasa Magen Avram ba'arachayim simin tafnu and al sivkatan lamdalf. The Dover Harif ain mol naparnat. Okay, we all know that Dover Harif, naparnat is not a hetter. Umehai taima, shelo kedin osin, mashalip unchokin zangvil besakin shalbasa. What they do is they cut ginger with a fleshige knife. V'dachin also b'meducha. So here we have to go back. Oh, this is perfect. It's a good passage, ginger. Okay, so we'll go back to show and tell. So what they do is as follows. They cut the sakin with a sakin shalbasar. They cut with a sakin shalbasar the ginger. Okay, they cut it. So now, this ginger, you can't eat with chalav. That everybody agrees. Oh. But now what happens is, they were dachin osa b'meducha. They used the pestle to grind the ginger. V'nimtza meducha b'lua mibasa. V'achar kach dachin b'socho b'samim. V'ochlin b'chalav. And then they used that pestle and they grind b'samim. And they eat milchiks with it. And that's wrong. That's what the Magen Avram says. Now, what's the chiddush over here of this Magen Avram? There's a massive chiddush over here that the Evin Ozer is going to come along and is going to disagree with. Everybody agrees that duchko de sakina puts the tam basar into the ginger. That everybody agrees. But does ginger, as a davar charif, give over the tam back into the other kli, just like it wakens up the basar that was inside of the knife? Does it have that same koach? Does it have that same koach? So take a look at our title, on number one, Diyun im tavlin yicholim lahaflit b'liyo nesinas tam. Do we say that just like a davar charif pulls out the tam, and we consider it not a separate nesinas tam, but what we call tamamish, so too the ginger then conveys the tamamish to something else? The Magen Avraham says, yes, and that's why you can't eat the besamim that was crushed by that meducha with kalav. However, the Eben Ha'ozer disagrees. Skip along about 7, 8, 10 lines in. Ulefizeh benidon didon. Yesh kan nat bar nat min abosar l'sakin tam echad shenichnas ksas l'sakin u'min asakin yotze kom ha'shoi b'socho al ha'zangvil. From the sakin it goes into zangvil. V'zenesinas tam echad v'chazer v'yotze me'azangvil al-meducha tam sheni te'atera. V'adai lo yotze kot. And this is a critical line. I'm going to underline in my edition right now, just to be demonstrative about it. Vadai lo yotza kol hatam me'azangvil elamachteshes. We don't say that the spice gives all of its time from itself into the pestle. The dafka lehefach amrinan the davar chrif motzi kol hatam me'akli. What we say is the opposite happens. That davar charif could pull out tam. Avol mikol makom ena mavliya bikli raktasak tam. The bezesh shavar davar charif l'shar dvarim. And this way, davar charif is similar to all other things. In other words, says the Eben Ha'ozer, we don't say that the davar charif is going to give off the exact same tam into the pestle, that the point that we say it's not a separate nesinas tam, and it's tam mamish. It is a separate nesinas tam. Now this machlokis has profound implications for davar charif. When we say that davar charif creates problems for us, that it's tam mamish, is that only when the davar charif is absorbing it? Or could the davar charif be maflit also into other things, the tam itself? Or do we consider it like a regular nesinas tam? In this case, it will be not bar nat de'atera. This is a big machlokas. Now here's the interesting. The Mishnah Bura in Sifkat and Sadi dutifully quotes this Magen Avraham. Quotes the Magen Avraham. Without a caveat. Without saying, but you should know that there are many who are cholik. And, now Jacob, I'm ready to go back to the cutting board. You had a good hour or two about the cutting board. And, the Chochmas Adam also, in Nun Vav Beis, is assuming the same thing in regards to the cutting board. Because what was the Chochmas Adam assuming? That the onion that you're cutting onto the cutting board is going to give off its tam into the cutting board itself. And that's not considered a separate Nesinas tam, it's considered tam mamish. Chachmas Adam also assumes, like this Chumrah of the Magen Avraham. And therefore, of Miller Shlita, if you will, Paskind, and he said that one should be Machmir when it comes to cutting boards, as I had mentioned before, from the Magen Avraham and the Chachmas Adam. However, both the Chavos Das, by us in Sifkat and Vav, as well as Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in Aruch Chaim, seem to take similar positions to the Eben Ha'ozer. And here the Sefer Dover Charif does something, if you will, gutsy, in page Nun Vav, and that is that he says that B'di'eved, he thinks the minute, and he's not saying this on his own, even though Rav Dinkel, I know him from the neighborhood, is quite a Talmud Chacham in his own right. Manish neighbors with your Kalos family. The Rav right over in this, the Mechaber Sefer Dover Charif. Nachron Milchan, the Kiryat Charedit, right? He's the Rav there. He's also a tremendous Baal Midos. So he actually quotes Gedolei Hora, who say that the halacha is that b'di'evet one could be makel to follow the Evan Ozer, which would mean that even though we would follow Rav Miller Shlita's position and say that if the Tam went into the cunning board from the Davar Charif, in such case one should not do it lechatchila, but b'di'evet it would seem to me that that one could be makel in any type of hefsid. He concludes, Rav Dinkel concludes, if it's easy to be magil, you should, but at the end of the day, we assume like the minig hamorim lahakel against the evena ozer in cases of bidyevit. And again, that would be against, there's a collector's item as well, I don't think we've ever done this, that we're saying bidyevit, makel against a chachmas adam, a mishnah brura. That's two biggies, but I think that is in general the minig hamorim. So let's talk about practically. What does this mean practically? We're going to get shortly to blenders. What this means practically is as follows: that if you have a blender, that we're going to assume that a blender has a din of duchka de sakina. So if you have a blender, so then you've got a real problem when you're dealing with a duchka de sakina of a blender into tavlinim. So if you have a fleshig, a blender, and first I'm starting with the davar kal, it's pashut l'chumra la'alacha. And that is if you have a blender, and the blender is cutting spices, or onions, etc., so those are clearly fleshigs, and one would not be allowed to eat them with milchiks, and it, in general, unless it was a hefsin meruba gadol, and so b'di'evet, if it was mixed with milchiks, you would have to throw everything out. The Chachmas Adam did make, we do have a Mishkanes Yaakov, and a Chachmas Adam, in case of Hefsim Meruba, maybe there's room to be makel when it's an Eina Ben Yomo, or according to Mishkanes Yaakov, maybe even if it's, again, also Eina Ben Yomo, the Mishkanes Yaakov doesn't even need a Hefsim Meruba to be makel, but otherwise one would have to be machmer. What happens if you have the inverse? What happens if, now I'm bringing out the practical example of this deal with the Evan Ozer and the Magen Avraham. What happens if you had a Davar Charif that was cut with a Kli Yisur, or for that matter, let's talk about something that's more common, you had the Davar Charif that was, let's give a very common example. You have a Milchigen knife that was used to cut the onions, and then you forgot, and then you put it into the blender. So now, and the blender, let's say, was a fleshiga blender. So now, do we consider the blender as trace? So here, there's room to say that no, that one could be makel and say, when do we say that davar charif creates a problem if it's an eina ben yomo? That's only in terms of giving it into the davar charif. But the davar charif, to say that it's considered separate nesinas tam, it's not considered separate nesinas tam, and it's going to make the blender treif, that we might not say. Now, again, a shaila should be asked, but b'di'evet, one should know that we have the positions of the Evan Ozer, who is Mekel, and the Minig Hamorim, that b'di'evet, one would be Machmer. B'di'evet, one could be Mekel. The reason I misspoke and said Machmer is l'chatchila, one should definitely be Machmer. L'chatchila, one should not take onions that were cut with a milchig knife and put them into a fleshig blender. But in the Eved, there is room to be makel. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Just two things. First of all, is Rav Miller is saying even in the Eved, he's saying.
But my Rav Miller said that one should, his exact lashon was, he said that for a cutting board, we should have separate cutting boards. And he quoted Stam, the sheet of the Chachmas Adam. That's that Adkan. Divrei Rosh Kol. That's how he presented it. What he did not mention at that juncture was that when he was talking about cunning boards, he did not mention that there are mekelim like the Evan Ozer and so on. He happened to mention in different contexts. He was talking about blenders. Then he mentioned that the other one would be made.
If your blender was parf and you put onions in, so does that? How do you look at that? Is that like a diavad, or is that
very good? Very good. So the Sefer Davar Charif discusses that question. But that's a serious thing. You've now made the blender Yeah, so he quotes that there is a lot of makar to be made on such a case, because
even that, right.
I didn't think about formulating exact halacha l'maisa response to that. Shaila Sablina by Thursday, I will get back to you how I think one should be made.
And it's Pashat that another bleed is the same as a cutting board?
Oh, we're going to get to that shortly. Yes?
Just in terms of how a blender works.
We're going to get to blenders. We'll discuss shortly, Bezer Hashem. Okay. I don't know if we're going to answer all the questions, but Bezer Hashem will get to that. I mentioned that the Evan Ozer is Mekel because we say that's not considered separate time. The Chavis Das, I told you, is Mekel. He's Mekel for another reason. The Chavis Das says in Sifkatan Vav, he's actually, you know what, let's do the Chavis Das inside. Never heard anybody. Let's take a look at the Chavis Das inside. Jacob, you had a question that I missed, right?
No.
No? Okay. So the Chavis Das is a short piece. He quotes in Sifkatan Vav. He quotes Evan Ozer, who is Mekel against the Magen Avram. And the Chavis Das says, I think there's another reason that one could be Mekel. And he says, D'belav hachi divrei ha-Magen Avram tzmuin. D'vadai ein ha-meducha yachol of lo ha-tam ha-balua b'v'samim. D'ein tam ha-balua yotze b'li rotev. Chavis Das says that at the end of the day, the only way Iser could go from the Dover Charif into a Kli is that it needs Rotev. In other words, the Chavis Das says that even though Duchka de Sakina on a Tznon doesn't need Rotev, but from to go from the Tznon into the other item, then in such a case, you would need Rotev. If that is so, we have another Kula according to the Chavis Das. And that is the following. What happens, and this is a pretty common case, and this is on this is on 2, if you will, in our outline. If you cut a onion with a milchige knife, okay, and then what you did is you cut the onion with a fleishige knife. This is a common shaila in Davar Charif. Say, so here we have the following ha'ara, and that is the onion is going to for sure be aser. Why is the onion going to be aser? Because it's been cut by both a milchige knife and a fleishige knife, and it doesn't matter whether it's a ben yomo or an ain a ben yomo. However, what is the status of the second knife? How did we have it? It was first cut by milchiges and then by fleishiges. So what's the status of the fleishige knife? So according to the Chachmas Adam, and the Mishnah Brura, and the Magen Avram, so then the halacha is that the knife is treif. However, according to the Chavis Das, we say that in such an instance that it doesn't have the koach ta'aser without rotev, and therefore the halacha would be that the knife would be mutter. This is also brought out in the Sefer Davar Charif. And it's a little bit connected also to the your question, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, so this is the second nidon that's important. That number one is that do you say that the Davar Charif is not a tam by itself? Aleph. Beis is that even if you're going to say that it does have a tam, does it need rotav or not? So Chavis Das says there are two reasons to be mekel. Number one, he says that Evan Ozer is right. And number two, he says that you need rotev in order to give off that tam, but the onion is going to be aser. The only shaila here is going to be in regards to the knife. Yeah?
It's like a little strange. Like, the story doesn't seem so compelling, because you would have said the same thing about giving off the tam. But we already see that Dilke Sakina and Davar Charif pulls it out anyway.
Right.
So why?
Right. So that's interesting. What Rabbi Yam is pointing out is you need to develop a little bit more the svara of the Chavis Das. I think there is a beautiful svara here, but he's pointing out that you don't need rotev to create duchka de svekinu davar charif, but in terms of pulling it out, you will.
I mean, the pressure of duchka de svekinu goes both ways. It's just pressure between two things.
Nachon. But I think the word is that it depends on whether the Davar Charif is acting on something or is being acted upon. That's what the Chavistas is going to hold. Okay, that, now we're in the world of Svaris. This is the... Okay. Rabbi Yosef, you had a question before? It was a while ago.
Correct. Why this correct. Even when the Isser is a Devar Har?
So that's mashma that like the Magen Avraham.
Yeah.
I hear. Third issue in terms of Halacha L'Maisa. Third issue, the unim that are another example of Halacha L'Maisa. Is, you know, one of my favorite svarim on Yoredei is the Yad Yehuda. So I was very thrilled to see that the Yad Yehuda, in regards to Peros Chamutzim, says Tapuach. This is just, now I'm just giving you, if you will, a list of different Yisodos in terms of Halacha L'Maisa. The Yad Yehuda in Sifkat and Chafalf in our Simen says that Tapuach Chamutzim, which was what we saw last week, and last week's outline was the middle category of the Chachmas Adam. He says that even though we're Choshesh is a Davar Harif, we don't have to be Machmer on an Eina Ben Yoma. We only have to be Machmer for a Ben Yoma. So this is another sniff that's important, I think, for you to keep in mind, that as far as La Halacha, even though the Ramah is Machmer on Eina Ben Yoma, I think that the minhag is to be Machmer on Eina Ben Yoma for a radish, for an onion, but peros chamutzim, so then we would say that all the din of davar charif by ben yomo, but halacha lemaisa, one can be mekel on eina ben yomo. The darkei tshuva in sifkaton kuf aleph, I believe, although Reb David told me that we should check up whether that's the right mar makom, the darkei tshuva quotes a chumra from the Rivam Steinuch, who suggests that the halacha of Dover Charif does not only apply to Duchka the Sakina, but applies to all pressure that's applied by any type of silverware. And therefore, the halacha would apply that if someone is, this comes up sometimes, if someone is mashing tuna with onions, egg salad with onions, we're going to have to get back to that, this width. What happens if you have a mixture? Actually, we're going to go all the way back to the Ramah that we started with today. What happens if you have a mixture of stuff? But at the end of the day, let's assume that's also considered a davar charif, which is correct la halacha that the poskim assume that. So, would you say that there is now a problem of duchka de sakina as well on the tuna that has onions? So there's a schumra that says that one does. Again, one of the reasons I'm impressed with Rav Dinkel is Rav Dinkel is not afraid to be Mekel. Rav Dinkel in Ha'ara Ayin Aleph in Perek Aleph in the Sefer Dover Charif concludes that this is a Chidush Gadol, that we don't have any Makar prior to Darchei Tshuva quoting this, that there's that we're Machmir, even though, if I recall as a child, there were many who were Choshesh for this position that Duchka the Sakina also applies to any pressure put on by any other silverware. So certainly, b'di'evad, you could write, you could rely on Rav Dinkel's ha'ara that's a chidush, and in the case of b'di'evad, combined with all the other kulas that we've had, we had our board today. We would list them out: the Mishkanes Yaakov, etc., etc., etc. If you'd like me, the beginning of the next year, maybe I'll put that out again. But you should know that it is a diun. There are you are going to encounter people who are machmir, but b'di'evad and lechatchila one should be machmir, but b'di'evad one could be mekel. As well. Issue number 5 is a fascinating issue. I decided not to do it with you today. We'll do it in Mirza Shem on Thursday because I couldn't do it without doing it inside. It's such a fascinating and beautiful tshuva. And many of you have heard this hack. And that is in regards to teeth. You could ask the shaila about human teeth. You could ask the shaila in regards to cavities, fillings and cavities. You could ask the Shaila in regards to dentures as well. Is that considered Duchka de Sakina? And does one need to be Tovel? Dentures before Pesach. Does one need to be Tovel? What happens if one has fillings? So this was the first time this became famous. Is a fascinating tshuva that was printed only 15 years ago. That goes back to when Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was a young man. A letter that he wrote to the Chazon Ish, where he said that last Pesach, he must have been quite young, the Chazanish passed away when, in the early 50s, right? So he said, last Pesach, I realized that I have, here is a fact, that Rav Shlomo Zalman had gold fillings. He said, last Pesach, I realized that I have a shiloh with my gold fillings, that how could I eat on Pesach if the gold fillings have chametz. And it's a fascinating letter that he writes to Chazanish. I'm not aware of the Chazanish's response. He begs the Chazanish to respond to him before Pesach so he knows what to do, even though Shlomo Zalman already shows his ga'onis and his godless in the tshuva. So the machine wasn't working today, so I will leave it in Mirtz Hashem for Thursday, that fascinating issue, and that comes up. Halach l'maisa in terms of dentures and so on and so forth. Now, it's not only a shayla duchah d'sakina, it's also a shayla in general about teeth, but it's also connected duchah d'sakina d'avar charet, and Shlomo Zalman has some interesting ha'aris as far as that's concerned. Okay, now let's go back to the blenders and a couple of halach l'maisa issues that come up with a blender. Now, usually, when you have a blender, you have to respond first to Rav Moshe's ha'ara. At the end of the day, most blenders today use some type of mechanic that is very, very similar to a knife power of cutting. And since it has that koach of cutting, we assume that a blender is duchka de sakina. The Sefer Davar Chartif takes it as a davar pasha as well, not only Sefer the. That's the Sefer. I've been reviewing the halachas, but I saw in all the Sfarim that they assume that the halacha is that it's considered duchka desakina. But what is common usually that when a person puts something into a blender is usually what they do is they put a tavlin, if we're talking about shalav davar charif, with other foods. So what do you say in such a case? Do you say that the food item is considered a davar charif or not? Maybe you say at the end of the day, so let's say what would be common in a fleishiga blender, he's chopping meat, they're grinding meat, as well as onions. What's the majority there in that case? The majority is the meat, not the onions. Do you have there an issue of duchka de sakina? So there is our Ramah. The Ramah that we looked at Sadiye Beis, you can make an error in the Ramah. You tell me why it's an error in the Ramah. The Ramah is beferish that you need rubo kekulo to be called a davar charif. Let's take a look at the Ramah. When we call makom lo mikri maichol davar charif mishum atavlin shibo. It's not considered, Ramah is black and white, it's not considered the maichol davar charif if it has a little bit of spices. Rakim kulo davar charif rubo kekulo. Interesting that the Ramah uses the svara, which begs a lot of lomdos in Hilchos Shchita of rubo kekulo. The Ramah here says that we say rubo kekulo, which would mean that you follow whether the majority is a davar charif or not, and you ignore whether it's the minority. So some point to this Ramah, as the Ramah telling us that you would ignore if it's in the minority. However, there is a Taz that's beferish not this way. The Taz talks about a mixture of things that has davar, a little bit of davar charif and other things inside. Where was this Taz? I'm difficulty finding the Taz now. Written down. I've written down Aleph, but I don't see it there right now. On top of the omelet. Yeah. Yeah, it's in Sadi. That the reason why it's confusing is Sadi Zayin Aleph. It's the beginning of our next sim. In Sadi Zayin Aleph, as Taz says, Meducha Shadochin Ba Bisamim Umishtamshin Ha Bisamim Hein and Basar Veheinim Chalav. So the Taz black and white speaks about a shayla of Dover Chariv, and there he speaks about a mixture that's very similar to our case, that you have a mixture of Bisamim and Basar. You have a mixture of Bisamim and Basar. So the answer to the quote-unquote stira between the Ramah and the Taz is that the Ramah is talking about one case and the Taz is talking about a different case. The Ramah is talking about an instance where you're not sure of whether the tavlin, it's a spice, that the tavlin has been, is let's say you put in pepper into a dish. So then you have to decide whether that dish is considered spicy or not. So the Ramah says that if you, it's not nikar, the taste is not nikar, so then in such a case you say rubo kikulo. However, in our case, where you have onions and tuna, so then in such a case, then we don't say rubo kikulo. We don't say that the tuna is the majority. When you have the two items, the spice is distinct from the food itself, so then in such a case we don't say the rule of rubo kikulo, and that's mufurish, many argue from that taz. Hayotze midvareinu, if you've decided that this item, even if it's just one of the ingredients, is a davar harif, and or let's say you added a lot of spice, and that to the point that the meat is spicy, so then in such a case it's considered a davar harif, and we would say that there is a problem. The fact that there is a miut and it's not recognizable or it's not significantly spicy is the case of the Ramah. That's the yishuv to the kasha. So now let's get to
Can everybody just explain? What's the problem with the
Taz? The Taz over there seems to say that when you have a miut of the samim, he also considers that a davar harif.
Where do you see that?
That's what some are medayik from that time. That's what some are. Shadochim ba b'sam, mishtam shana basar hein and basar veinim chalaf. So you have the b'samim that's being put with basar. That's the case that he's talking about. So that b'samim still had its own identity. The question in the Ramah was that each one of it had different identity, that it was subsumed under the larger. The larger identity. Yes, or emotion?
The question one is the case where you have meat and spices in a blender once.
Oh, so let's talk about now meat. Let's talk about meat and onions in a blender. Okay, let's not talk about spices. Let's talk about meat and onions. So here, onions have their own standing by itself. The onions have their own standing by itself. And therefore, the halacha would say that we don't imply the rule of the Ramah to say rubo kekulo, and you have a shayla. Oh, so what's the shayla going to be? So here, let's first of all, we have a question of, do we say that that's enough to make the blender fleishix? How do we know a blender is, what makes a blender fleishix? What makes a blender fleishix? Simply having duchka de sakina on fleish that's cold is not going to be a problem. The post can say that if the blender heats up, so then you're going to have the heat will make it flacious. But that's a question, practically, whether most blenders heat up. Some blenders, I think, do. Some blenders don't. Okay? So, but if you hold like the Magen Avraham and so on, so then it will have the ability, the Davar Harif will have the ability to put it, the time into the blender. But let's talk about a case that would be according to Magen Avraham. Let's talk about Lekulei Alma. Let's say you have something that's parif and you have onions inside of the blender, but your blender itself, in other words, the food item is tuna. I mean, you help me out. I've never used a blender in my life, but thanks to my wife and mother. But at the end of the day, what's common to put in the blender? I think potatoes. Okay, so you put potatoes into the blender, and you had potatoes and onions. And now the blender is taka latkes. He's making latkes. Oh, very good. This will be this. Oh, very good. Shkaya. So he's making latkes on for tonight, and the blender is a fleishiga blender, and he has onions and potatoes that are inside. So that is going to make the latkes fleishiks, and that one should not eat them tonight in a Hanukkah mesiba. That is a milchika Hanukkah mesiba. So that would be. The blender was meat. The blender was meat. So then, in such a case, the one that will have a din of duchka the sakina. It could be that when a blender, since we're talking, this will be our discussion of blenders for the year. It could be that the blender itself gets hot. So then, the blender is going to have the ability to give off the tan even without a davar harif. But if you have a davar harif inside, then the kulei alma. Then, in such a case, that will give over. We'll give over the tam. Now, that brings us to the next shayla, continuing on with these latkes. We made these latkes, and the latkes are cheskas bisari. That's how, from what I understand, that's the term that's used in common parlance. So what? So now what's the halacha? The latkes are very good, and you ate them. Do you have to wait 6 hours? You have to wait 6 hours. So here, this is only in the email I sent to you. Here, my favorite sefer, the Yad Yehuda, actually is Mesupak. In Pei Tes Hei, he's Mesupak, and the Prima Gadin, who's in Tav Tzadi Dalet Vav, is Nota L'Chumra. That is note that this is quite a Chumra from the Prima Gadin, that if we say that it's Basar Mamish, that Dovah Charif creates Basar Mamish, then in such a case, we say that the Dover Harif has a din of the Basar, which means that the latkes that you have that have onions inside, in such a case, one would say that as a din Basar itself. However, the Sefer Dover Harif quotes that the Minig Hamorim is to be Makel. He quotes Rav Yoshev Zatzal as being Makel on this issue. And the Minig HaOlam is to be Mekel. The reason the Minig HaOlam is to be Mekel, that at the end of the day, even though we say that Dover Harif could be Mashvi L'Shvach, and is not considered a separate Nesinas Tam, we don't consider it that Basar to the point that the Chshashos of eating Basar, eating Cholav after Basar, apply to them. And that gets back to Simen Pei Tes, the Shavuos and Simen Pei Tes, of what is the reason that we wait 6 hours, whether it's the Tam, that's the stuff that's stuck between the teeth, or it's the stuff that's stuck in the palate. Either way, we don't assume that a davar harif has that koach. And that was Rabbi Yashiv, if I'm not mistaken, the argument that at the end of the day, we don't go so far as to say that it's mamish basar, that there's going to be basar bein hashinayim, or it's mamish basar, that there's going to still be some tam basar that's on the palate itself. You could hear the tzad of the prima gadin to be machmer as well, but the minig ha'olam is to be mekel. There was a question over there?
That's
correct. Even if it's a.
What was the exact
sort of I'll read it to you inside the safe right over here.
This case is probably removed from the vehicle also because you're putting the onion.
Put that in. One thing at a time, one thing at a time. One thing at a time.
You ate them, then go.
Remind me that I have to talk about, as I'm looking up the exact lashon for David, remind me, I have to talk about one more tzad to be machmer in a blender that's brought up. Okay. Okay, I'm going to try to talk and look at the same time. Or you know what? Let me tell you the next piece, and then I'll look up David's question. Last point: there is another prima gadim that I make reference to on the bottom of the page, and that is also in Hilchos Pesach, in Tafnan Aleph Lamed Aleph, who suggests that there is a reason to be machmir more on a blender, even according to the Evan Ozer, than in other instances. And the Svara is the following. He says that when it comes to a blender, there he was talking about Meducha, that the Prima Gaon says that even if you're going to be make like the Evan Ozer, but the Evan Ozer only makes sense at a time where you're not crushing it to the point that it becomes almost liquid-like. He argues that if you have a tavlin, which is crushed, the Meducha, then there the pressure that's exerted is a greater pressure, and therefore one should be machmir, even according to Evan Ozer, that the spice will give off its mamashos into the cutting board. So let's give a practical example. The Prima Gaon says that when it comes to chametz on Pesach, we're machmir on the beis seor, that the tavlin will have the ability to give over tam chametz into the beis seor, into the cutting board, into the basin, because if it's so crushed to the point that it becomes almost like a liquid, it's there's a word in English for it. It is entirely liquefied. There we go. It's entirely liquefied, or almost entirely liquefied. That would be enough to create chametz on Pesach. So therefore, the Prima Gaon seems to hold that those things that in a blender, where you liquefy them, then there's room to be machmir for the Evan Ha'ozer. So that's important to know that shita of the Prima Gaon. However, the Yad Yehuda is cholek on the Prima Gaon. It's katan chaf ches in our simin. And once again, I pointed out that the minig is to be makel like the Evan Ha'ozer in cases of Bidiyevet, but you should know that there are those who are machmir with that Svar of the Prima Gaon, and that would differentiate between it. Up until now, everything we discussed in the blender was the exact same thing, whether it was a blender or anything else. But the Prima Gaon suggests that if it reaches a point that's almost liquefied, then one would have to be machmir. I'll get back over to your question shortly. Yeah.
Why was the Svar of the Prima Gaon that would affect the day?
That's right. In other words, we're going back now to the case in the blender where you have the kli itself is fleishiks, right? The onion was fleishiks, and now we want to know whether the onion will make the blender fleishiks. So he says to the point, if you are cutting to the point that it becomes something close to liquefied, then even the Evan Ozer would agree that we're going to be machmir. Because there are cases of tavlin sheneducha and bin meducha in Hilchos Pesach that seem to point to the direction of the Magen Avraham. So the Prima Gaon makes this chiluk.
As the food gets more liquidy, the factor of the
But he's saying prior to that point, he's saying the fact that so much pressure has been exerted, that means that it's been entirely the other word I was thinking about is correct. Yeah. It's been entirely destroyed, so to the point that of course that's time everything went out and went into something else. Yeah.
Just to clarify, this blender was saying had to become really neat through heat.
Right. Oh, so yes, we pointed out that how does a blender become fleishiks in the first place? If a blender was being used to cut only to thrash only cold meat, that you could argue doesn't make a blender fleishiks. If a blender was used for hot meat, then it would make it fleishiks. B is the post can say that if a blender itself becomes hot in the process of in the speed, sometimes the speed itself is enough to create such heat, and that would be enough. Okay, so actually, this tshuva from Shlomo Zalman that we're going to do on Thursday gets involved where as far as Yatzolat is spoke, and it's going to at least Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to be a little bit more machmir than some of the things that we had discussed as far as Yatzolat is spoke and the Shir Bishul and so on, because if Rav Shlomo Zalman had a shayla of what was going on in the mouth, So then he has to assume that there are times in the mouth that's already at Seledis. Okay, but he talks about both. So we're going to, in Mirtz Hashem, it's coming attractions. It's in Mirtz Hashem for Thursday. What's that?
What about Iwi? Like a chicken soup you pour directly onto it, be worried about that? Like, call it Kishini?
Iwi will then fall back to all the rules of Bishul that we've discussed previously. And then if you have Bishul with, it will fall back to all of those. Okay, so Be'ezer Hashem, we have a little bit more work for Davar Charif for Thursday. We're going to wrap up with Sif Hei, but I would like, Thursday I hope to be able to wrap up Hilchos Bas V'Chalav. Be'ezer Hashem will be doing Pas Shalosh Be'isas Chalav. I already have Mar Mikomos already written for that, so I have from the summer still. Just a few more things we'll add. And maybe Mirtz Hashem on Thursday will also start off with a summary of all of the Stadin Lahakel that one needs to keep in mind. We'll start with the rule of Davar Charif, start with all the Stadin Lahakel, and then we'll Be'ezer Hashem wrap up with that Shiloh from the fascinating Shulam from Shlomo Zalman and Sif Hei and Tzadi Zayin, and then we'll begin Chazaris. And again, if there are any other practical issues that we, in going through the Shulchan Aruch and Shas and Paz, that we feel that we didn't touch on, I myself feel that there are many instances, many variables of when the spoon was an Ein Ben Yoma, when the pot was an Ein Ben Yoma, all the on Tzadi Dala, the things that we could use review, all of that Be'ezer Hashem will do in our Chazar. And anything more practical we need to discuss, David, we'll look up together in the Sefer.
Yes.
Yes.
It's much about when we get into the